And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. My next guest is a professor emeritus at Rice University in religious thought. He's examined the role of religion and ethics among the presidents of the United States. We'll discuss his latest book, God in the Obama Era. Dr. Niels Nielsen is a professor of philosophy and religious thought. His teaching career includes instructor at Yale College, Razor Professor of Philosophy and Religious Thought at Rice University, founding chairman of the Department of Religious Studies at Rice University. Dr. Nielsen received his BA from George Pepperdine University right here in Los Angeles, his bachelor's degree in divinity from the Yale Divinity School, he was summa cum laude, and his PhD from Yale in contemporary theology. Joining us from Houston, hi Dr. Nielsen, how are you today?
Good to be with you.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Your book is provocatively titled God in the Obama Era, which then immediately evokes the question in at least 12% of the Americans' minds, is Barack Obama a Muslim? So what religion is President Obama, and what influences shaped his religious beliefs?
Well, he's shown his own birth certificate and affirmed again and again that he is a Christian. He and his mother lived in Indonesia. He attended a Muslim school and a Roman Catholic school. But I think he's established his credentials pretty clearly. He's not a cradle Christian. His mother was a social scientist, in the best sense of the word, an agnostic. He went to church with her in Hawaii, which was part of her anthropology. He went to Borobudur in Indonesia, the Buddhist site. But he turned to Christianity during his university career at Columbia. And then as a social worker in Chicago, he accepted the Christian faith and was baptized. And I think his contemporary statements at prayer breakfast are sincere and indicate he's in the Christian camp.
Well, not only is he in the Christian camp, but it sounds like he's very well-schooled in a variety of different world religions. So as the most well-schooled of the American presidents on religion, how has that manifested itself during his presidency?
Well, when he's brought Muslims and Jews to the White House. He's celebrated religious holidays across the board. I think he knows that in the modern world, we're no longer isolated, Christian, Jew, or otherwise. And he has working knowledge that's influenced his policy.
Without a doubt. We've seen that in a lot of different things that he's done. My guest is Dr. Niels Nielsen. The United States, Doctor, was founded on this concept, the separation of church and state. Yet no president has been elected without professing his religion, whatever faith that may be. So explain this paradox. I mean, we want no part of religion in our politics, but we insist that our presidents express their religion publicly.
Well, I think the common statement, we are religious people, holds true for what we call civil religion, a common belief in God, freedom, and immortality. I think the thing that's been so successful about the American experiment in the separation of church and state is that religion hasn't come down from above. It's spontaneous from a whole variety. The country was earlier almost entirely Protestant. After the Civil War, Jewish and Catholics came here, yes. But take a look at a country like Russia. It had communism, now orthodoxy is reestablished. I think the figures are about 5% church attendance, 75% church membership and baptism. American participation, I think, is larger right across the board because of voluntarism.
Without a doubt. In fact, the statistics that I read, 35% of Americans attend church on a regular basis.
That's a rather high percentage.
It is. Very high percentage as you look across the globe, no doubt about it. Now, Dr. Nielsen, as we look at the 2012 presidential election, it's really shaping up to be one of the most interesting elections from a religious standpoint, if you will. Presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney is a Mormon, and Mormonism is the most American of all world religions, and at the same time, it's one of the least known. Mitt Romney himself has come out and he's asked the American people to be as tolerant of him as they were of John Kennedy, who was our first and our only Roman Catholic president. So what should listeners know about Mitt Romney's Mormonism?
Well, I think it's sincere and genuine. He's been a bishop in his church. He tithes. He's a cradle Mormon. I think we should take him at his word at this particular point. What's interesting is Mormonism in its own way was, what shall we say, persecuted, repressed, and Obama comes from a part of Christendom, from the black church, where slaves were repressed, where Jim Crow was repressed. I think Washington or Lincoln or even Woodrow Wilson would have been amazed at this contest between these two men. They're both graduates of Harvard Law School, I think both competent people, and the Justice of the Supreme Court is also a graduate of Harvard Law School. Oh, it's the right-wing Protestant, so-called fundamentalists, are now making friends with the Mormons, going to temple and praising them. So it's all part of this great American mix. There's a lot of shift between people and denominations in America. That's made very clear in the recent book everybody's been reading, American Grace, Sociological Study. This melting pot goes on and on in America.
That it does. My guest is Dr. Niels Nielsen, author of the book God in the Obama Era, Presidents, Religion, and Ethics from George Washington to Barack Obama. And the interesting part of this presidential election from a religious standpoint doesn't just stop with the presidential candidates. It's also interesting to me that Mitt Romney's choice of a VP running mate, Paul Ryan, is Roman Catholic. So this is clearly the most diverse religious presidential ticket in U.S. history. If elected, what will this ticket do to promote religious understanding in America, do you think?
Well, I think Americans dialogue. Here in Houston, we've just had a new Muslim mosque built, and I was there, participated in the program, and the Roman Catholic bishop, all the other groups, except the Southern Baptists, were there to say, welcome to the kind of Mormon of religion that you bring to Houston. I mean, it's a positive reaction. Religions have a great variety, and all major religions, I think, are in revival now in America. But there are awful things done in the name of God. And then there's great idealism and social good, too.
It is definitely a balanced slate. There's no doubt about it. Now, I find it interesting that you focused on the presidents. And our last two presidents are both religious converts. George W. Bush was a born-again Christian. And President Barack Obama, as you mentioned, became a congressional, how do you pronounce it? He's with the United Church of Christ.
Yeah.
What conclusion about religion in America can we draw from the fact that our last two presidents are converts?
Well, I think it's a little careful on Bush. He comes from a religious family. Mrs. Bush Sr. was a Presbyterian. George Bush Sr. is an Anglican. But George had been drinking too much and lost most of his religion. Then he had this experience with Billy Graham, which certainly changed his life. I don't think he matches in intellectual competence Obama. I'd stick out my neck on that, I think.
Well, now, President Bush did go to Yale, so they're both Ivy League men.
They're both skull and bones men. I'm a Yale man, too.
Ah, that's right. You are. Interesting. Well, let's change gears if we can, because you have looked at all of the presidents, and one of the things that I find is drawing the distinction between religion and ethics, two of your subject matter expert in both of these areas. When you look at the behavior of our presidents, so differentiate between religion and ethics. I mean, how can a president be religious and not ethical, a man like President Nixon or President Clinton or FDR? Or how can a president be ethical and not religious, like President Lincoln? So differentiate those for us, please.
Well, it goes across the board all the way. The early founding fathers, men like Jefferson Washington, were people of the Enlightenment. It's only in Andrew Jackson that we get a frontier president and one who's more of a populist. It's very important, I think, that the Enlightenment was negative for religion in the French Revolution. Peter the Great in Russia certainly was not a pious soul. In America, there was that unique kind of joining between ethics and religion that's continued to a certain extent to the present. I think when Americans carry religion, it's very often, when they carry ethics, it's very often in religion. That's where religion centers so much. Americans haven't suffered as much as Europeans have in two world wars. We've had our share. But there's much less piety and more cynicism, I think, about religion among my European friends.
I would agree with that, but I want to focus in, and let's just take President Nixon as an example. I mean, if history looks back on him, they will know him as a religious man, but not necessarily a moral man. Where did it break down, do you think, for him, or where did he separate his religion from his morals?
That's the $64 question. Nixon was a Quaker. He came from a Quaker family, and I'd wager a judgment that Nixon will be regarded as one of the more successful of our presidents with his opening to China. And he had a lot of progressive legislation there. I think he got too isolated. Why people fall down religiously, that's hard to say. But take a man like Clinton. There is a fascinating fellow.
There is.
Who had his share of sensuality, which Nixon didn't have. But when Clinton repented, he repented to a whole bunch of preachers. And, religion is there in the American lingo and in the American consciousness. Lincoln, I think, was not a twice-born Christian. But he was a person who felt deeply about religious questions, God and evil and war. And his Gettysburg Address, of course, is our Magna Carta of church and state in America.
That it is. My guest is Dr. Niels Nielsen, author of the book God in the Obama Era, Presidents' Religion and Ethics from George Washington to Barack Obama. And one of the presidents we haven't talked about in the modern era that's kind of interesting and really was a watershed, I think, in the United States was President Jimmy Carter. What role did religion play in his presidency play in changing the mood of America towards religion?
Well, I got interested in religion of the presidents when I wrote a book on Jimmy Carter and got a German and a Dutch translation. He just came up from Georgia to Iowa and said, I'm a twice-born Christian. And before you knew it, he was sitting in the White House. He's not intellectual in the sense of Harvard graduates, a very sincere religionist, a very competent man. But who got tangled up, of course, in the whole Iran thing, in which we are still tangled up. But he's probably been our most successful ex-president with Habitat for Humanity. But Jimmy's a unique kind of Baptist, represents the common man, and, has written critically of the Middle East and so forth. Carter will go down in history.
No doubt he will.
As far as Reagan's concerned, he was a born-again Christian. He spent a long time on his knees. that's a fascinating kind of mix there. And Ford, of course, whom Carter beat out, was also an Anglican and one of our most religious presidents.
That he was. My guest is Professor Niels Nielsen, author of the book God in the Obama Era. So I'm going to ask you to peer into your crystal ball, if you will. And I know this is always a dicey thing to do, to look to the future. But you've sort of traced the religious history of our presidents. So when will the United States see an atheist president?
It'll be a long, long time. Religion is not declining. It's changed in America. Fundamentalism is a movement, the Billy Graham movement, that grew from about the time of Jimmy Carter. Popular piety is more conservative, but we got a 5% or 10% vocal atheist group, and I think that's great. I mean, I think that religious people have to look seriously and critically at their religion. That I'm a Christian doesn't mean that I park my intellect at the door. And certainly if one knows another religion, if one knows Judaism or Islam, or we know a lot more about Hinduism and Buddhism now, I find with my students, if you learn something about another religion, then you learn something about your own religion by comparison.
Very profound. My guest has been Professor Niels Nielsen, author of the book God in the Obama Era, Presidents, Religion, and Ethics from George Washington to Barack Obama. Dr. Nielsen, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
Well, the book is on sale on Amazon, and if you check my name out on Amazon or in general on the Internet, there's a half a dozen lists of my other publications. I've done about 8 books in my time. And, you know, I think the study of religion enhances life. And I don't want to shut off the windows there.
No, absolutely not. And your book is a fascinating read. Dr. Nielsen, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Enjoyed talking with you.